Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Getting back to the venomous Andrew Clyde of Georgia. If you haven't heard me mention his name before, you've heard me mention Devin Nunez and Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, Matt Gaetz, Mo Brooks, Gomer, Gossert, Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Wall of Shame. Andrew Clyde deserves a prominent place on the Wall of Shame. He was picked up now for the second time, avoiding the metal detectors in the House of Representatives going onto the floor. And Pelosi passed with majority support a rule that says if you evade the metal detectors on purpose, the first time it's $5,000, second time a $10,000 fine, for a total of $15,000, and it keeps adding up. The officer who said, "Sir, could you come over here through the metal detector?" And Clyde said, essentially, "Jump in the lake." He said it more politely than that. The officer cited him. Pelosi tacked on another 10 Jeezles, $15,000. The officer said to Clyde, "Well, why are you doing this?" And Clyde said, "Well, I want to sue Pelosi personally for $15,000, and I needed to tack on another fine." Now, some of them, like Lauren Boebert, has actually brought a firearm, a weapon, onto the floor. She's also one of the ones that gave tours to people the day before and pointed out where the different congressional leadership officers were, including the secret working officers. And the day of the insurrection on January 6, Lauren Boebert tweeted out, "Nancy Pelosi has left the chamber," meaning she'd gone to this other office that she had pointed out to people the day before. And she's one who packs. Now, Andrew Clyde, you know, I got to say something. There's got to be a Republican out there listening. And you know something, or an independent, and you may have discussions with Republican congressmen. Why the juvenile tricks? If you are in an institution, a building that says you have to check in with the guard first before you walk to the elevator, why do you insist on thumbing your nose and causing a scene? If says a restaurant says you should wear a mask till you get to your table, why not just not do it? You know, why not just do it? If people, especially after a violent insurrection in the Congress, the majority passes a rule that says go through a metal detector, even if you have nothing to hide, beeps at your keys. Listen, how many metal detectors have you been through? I've been through thousands of them at airports, right? So come on, just deal with it. These people are behaving, I mean, they're juveniles. They are absolute juveniles. They're gumming up the works, their hairballs clogging the drain. And quite frankly, okay, sue Nancy Pelosi. What do you think you're going to get from that? What do you think you are going to get from that? Okay, we're going to the lines. Ross of Lake Mills, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Ross of Lake Mills?
Hi, Matt. I have a question, maybe I have some information concerning that congressional seat in Iowa where that one Republican won by 6 votes. And I think that the Democratic challenger is went up to Pelosi and asked to review this because they found some other votes. Are you familiar with this?
Yes, I am. Yeah. Do you object to that, or what do you think?
No, I guess I don't really have a. That's why I wanted to get your opinion on it, because yeah. They were certified originally. Now this is coming after the votes, and I'm not really sure how to look at it. So I wanted to get your comments.
Yeah, let me tell you my view, and I can give everybody the history of it. Here's the deal. There was a congressional race in Iowa, and the Republican won by 6 votes. Now, remember, a congressional race, you're going to have, you know, there's a lot of votes. There's 700,000 people in the congressional district. She wins by 6 votes. Now, there are disputed ballots, about 11 of them, I think. And if the disputed ballots are counted, then the Democrat wins. In the Constitution, it says that the House is the ultimate arbiter of who gets seated. And typically and appropriately, the House just defers to the certification. So some people say, well, the Republicans' refusal to accept Biden's certification is the same thing. It's not. Not only were there 7 million votes that he won by, but in Pennsylvania, he won by 80,000. And, you know, we're not talking six. Here's the history, though, Ross. Interesting history. Back in the 19th century, it was very common for the majority party to overrule elections and seat somebody of their own party if they lost by even a couple of hundred votes. There's no instance I know of in history where they did it with over 1,000 vote difference. But there were a number where it was 212 votes, 167, 250. I generally am opposed to that. I do not think that the Congress or the Senate should interfere with an election. In this particular case, what Pelosi is saying is we want to look at the 11 votes that were thrown out that would have given it to the Democrat. Why were they thrown out and so forth? And it'll have to be done in public, by the way. So I'm going to reserve judgment. I'm going to look back. But if I look at that and I believe that the certification came from independent people who had good reason to throw those 11 out, then I will disagree with Nancy Pelosi. I don't think, remember, there's a guy named Julian Bond in the Georgia legislature in the late 60s who was opposed to the Vietnam War, African-American guy, and they refused to seat him. And the U.S. Supreme Court said, you can't do that. I don't care what your constitution says. He was elected just because he opposed the Vietnam War. You can't not seat him. I go farther than that. I don't care if he's thrown in prison. The fact of the matter is, then you do an impeachment. You do legal process. You don't have the majority party, Jimmy, the works. Here, initially, my reaction was, I don't support what Pelosi's doing. Then when I heard there were a bucket of 11 votes, that if they were counted, would give it to the Democrat, I think it is legitimate for them to look at it. And Pelosi's not saying the woman is not seated. They seated her. The Republican's been seated. The Republican has voted. All they're saying is, we want to look at why those 11 votes were thrown out. And I don't think that's unreasonable. She's doing it. Obviously, it's getting ginned up to, you know, like a big deal type thing. I get it. But there's the background of it, Ross. So if publicly, let's take a look at why the 11 votes were thrown out. If they were thrown out by independent examiners who have been doing this in Iowa for a long time and they're not gilding the lily for either side, then my view is no, you can't. Although in the 19th century, they did throw them out just for advantage. They'd say stuff like, well, 200 votes is pretty narrow. We'll give it to our side. No, you can't have that. And I'm hoping the U.S. Supreme Court would step in and stop it. But if it turns out that there are 11 votes, and any reasonable person looking at it would say that the people who counted it, you know, their reasons were biased or whatever, yeah, you got to look at that. And I think Pelosi's handling it well in the sense that she seated the woman. They seated her. She's voted, getting a paycheck, has staff, the whole bit. And all they're saying is, we want to look at it. But my antenna are up. I agree. And I do not like any chamber throwing anybody out because of anything. Like, you know, it's the wrong issue on an issue, or we need their vote, or blah, blah, blah. So I think they're entitled to look at it behind the scenes, so to speak. But I'm going to be very, very hard on them if it looks like somehow the fix is in. I'm assuming that will not be the case. You want a T-shirt? Give Luke your address. Congratulations, Ross. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.